Vanya.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
How are you doing? We were just having a off-camera discussion about, you know, just getting older is kind of strange sometimes. You look in the mirror, you look at it, and you're like, oh, that's...
Yeah.
That's what I look like.
I know, trust me.
And I think we both look wonderful.
Ravishing. Like, I'd fuck us. Well, you know that picture I shared of you and I, and it was like... Maybe the year before, so 11 years ago or something like that.
Something like that, like, yeah.
And I was like, it's just funny. You just got to love yourself every day. Because even back then, I was like, well, I just blah, you know. But of course, I looked at that and I'm like, damn, we're so cute.
It's wild. And I don't know if I've said this on here before, but I remember like when I turned 40, looking at a picture of myself when I was 35 and being like, oh my gosh, I was so attractive. Like, why did I hate myself so much?
I know.
And then I had that moment of like, oh, in 5 years, am I going to look back and that, yes, like, it's just, yeah, you, and that is how it works. Like, you have to like make the choice of like, I feel good about myself and I'm happy with who I am.
I know. It's, you have to make the choice. You're correct. And it's tough sometimes because, you know, we are comparing to all these things we see. And it's funny, like our standards, you know, I feel like I'm hard on images I see too, where I'm like, just calm down, you know?
Yeah, it's tough. Everyone, if we could just find a way to like be happy with who we are, wouldn't that be nice?
It really wouldn't. I think it would give us power, you know?
I think that is true. I think that that is true. I know that that is true because I look at certain individuals and listen, we don't know what's happening inside of anyone else's head. I don't want to say that, but there are certain individuals that I'm like, you just seem to have so much confidence and be so sure of yourself.
My husband.
And sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, it definitely helps to be a straight white guy. Let's
sure,
be fair and then say that right there. Like, that's definitely have a leg up if you have
true,
that going for you. And, you know, not to paint with the broadest brush possible, but I don't know if it's something that you're born with or something that you learn. And I was raised well by parents who loved me and taught me that I was of value. So I don't know. I don't know where it comes from.
I mean, I do think there's some positivity in the way you're brought up. Like, I feel like my husband was brought up really in a, like, everybody was like pretty, I don't even know how to say it, but like vibing, everybody was pretty equal in that family. I feel like he respects the hell out of women. I don't know. He's a good guy. Obviously, I like him. But like, I feel like even since we were together really like 20 years ago or more since we were together, he's always believed that things are going to be okay. And I don't know if that, you know, how inherent that is and how learned that is. So,
yeah.
And I believe it more than I am. But, you know, I'm also, I'm a worry wart, which is gross because I have warts, but whatever. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, because I do think that I had more confidence. And, you know, that's the joke of like your 20s confidence where you're like, everything's going to be great.
Well, and that's true.
So I do think there's something to be said for that. And if you can kind of maintain that, and maybe if things don't go the way you think they're going to, it gets harder. I don't know. Yeah, something to constantly work on, though, I suppose.
Okay, so I know nobody can see this right now, but I've got pictures, the school pictures of my little one.
Oh my gosh. Your daughter is a human, and it's so mind-blowing to me.
Isn't it crazy?
I mean, I know she's still a child, but I look at that face and I'm like, how are you?
I know.
Where is the little girl I love? Like, it's so wild to me.
And
and
here's
your son.
My
That's
son.
That's hilarious. That, like, is his essence to a T right there.
His face cracks me up. Anyways, he always smiles with this like real, I don't think his smile looks like him if you ask me, but it might be his fake smile. I can't really tell. Like when he's really happy or really, I don't know, but he has this like his, he gets squinty. You can barely see his eyes. He's so cute. But yeah,
he
I just wanted to share this
there.
I know. And
those,
you know, it's
great,
funny because my daughter just had like a growth spurt and it's, nothing fits, and it's so expensive to have kids, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's not like you can go to the, well, I haven't had any success going to the thrift store and finding that size. You know, I feel like nobody's giving those clothes away. So, because I love the idea of upcycling and, you know, not buying fast fashion, but dear God, they grow so fast. The fashion becomes fast, and then I get confused, and I'm like, can I make you pants? You're going to hate them if I try. I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I haven't had a truly, not a whole lot has happened this week, but I was thinking about, yeah, I was thinking about a couple of things. So two kind of quick-ish stories. And one was, I was thinking about when I had told the story of being with our friend Eric and hanging out.
Yeah.
But the story that I didn't tell that I think is worth mentioning is what happened at the beginning of that walk that took us over the bridge. And that is, we stopped at this cute little coffee shop that's near where his house is. And I'd been there like once before. And it's very like conveniently located. And we just sort of stopped in to like, oh, let's get like a... I think even though it was cold, I think we both got iced coffees because, you know, it's I enjoy an iced coffee.
You do.
And so we stopped in this place and, you know, we each got our coffee and he went to use the restroom there. And I like added a little milk to my iced coffee. When I say that I spilled this coffee, I can only imagine from his perspective that he went into the restroom and everything was fine. And he came out... Vanya, it was as though I spilled coffee that hadn't even been in the cup they'd given me. Like, there was so much coffee. Like, it defied physics that it was just everywhere. Like, it was all, like, the entire table that I had set it on was covered. Like, they had to get out a mop. Like, they, like, there was so, it was so involved cleaning up this coffee that I was just like, I'm mortified to this moment. I'm certain that they still talk about me at this coffee shop. Of like, oh my God. Like, it was the messiest mess I've ever. Though it did remind me of a time working at my old restaurant, Citrus, which, as you know, because we would go there often, had one like the best. Oh my gosh, the food there was. I mourn the loss of that
me
food.
Me too. Yeah. Chasing the dragon, and I can't.
So good. Cannot find it. Like, it was so good. And they had like, legitimately, when I say the best sushi, like, I've never been to what's that fancy place that everyone talks about.
I've been to a couple of the fanciest spots and it's still my favorite.
It was the best. Like, I did go to one of the nicer sushi restaurants in New York and I was like, this is fine. Citrus was better. Like, the food there was so good. But there wasn't, we served the soy sauce there in these weird little cans that looked like little watering cans almost. And I once dropped one in the middle of my section and somehow literally got a person at six different tables. Like, six different tables got soy sauce on them. It was like a talent. Like, it was somehow I had managed to like hit all these people. So anyways, I was thinking about that. And then I was also thinking, and this is such a silly moment that I had, but you know that I like technology and I like movies.
Yes.
Like entertainment is kind of like the thing that I splurge on.
Yeah.
So, you know, Oppenheimer is coming out and we weren't on the air when this film came out, but I love this movie. Like, I thought that Oppenheimer was such an experience. I saw it twice in the theater and it's 3 hours long. So that's like a commitment. So it's coming out and I've been a little bit torn because I don't have, like, I have a Blu-ray player, but I have been a little bit like, should I upgrade? Like, should I get the 4K player? And like, is that worth it? And I'm not going to go back and repurchase things. Like, it would just be going forward. I would decide, should I get this on? But I was thinking Oppenheimer might be the one that gets me to get the nicer upgrade. Yeah. I haven't bought it at all yet because literally it's so, like, I think there was like a shortage. Like, if you go on like bestbuy.com or whatever, like, there are all these 1-star reviews for Oppenheimer because like Best Buy didn't purchase enough of them and people, like, they were selling them for like $60 or something like that. Like, it was
what?
Yeah, totally crazy. So I'm just waiting. So I'm on hold as far as that goes, that I'm like, oh, well, I don't need to own it tomorrow. I can wait like a week or two. Because this kind of happened with Barbie, that like when Barbie first came out on Blu-ray, it was like $30.
Yeah.
And I waited like 2 weeks and it was $15. And I will say that I went into Best Buy on like, was it actually Black Friday or it might have been a few days afterwards? And it's now like $9.99. I'm like, okay, well.
Oh, you bastards.
Yeah, so the price will go down. So I'm just sort of waiting and I wait. See, I am a little bit mad at myself because I've been kind of wanting to buy a separate laptop just for like writing for a while now.
Uh-huh.
And I will say that like Apple laptops were like $250 less expensive on Black Friday and I didn't buy one. And I'm kind of kicking myself now and it's fine. It might be like a Christmas present that I get myself. But this is the other, I know this is the most random story, but walking around this Best Buy, I was looking at like the 4K DVDs. The number of like trashy movies from my childhood that I was obsessed with. Like, we've watched Night of the Comet before, right?
Which one? Night of the Comet? Yes.
Yeah. So like, I own it on DVD. I'm not going to buy it again. It's like $30 on 4K. Like, who on earth, like, it has to be just tapping into the nostalgia of people
for
around
sure.
my age. The Blob, a movie that I was obsessed with when I was a little kid. Shawnee Smith is the star. I was obsessed with her when I was younger. And it's like, once again, like $30, $40 to buy this on 4K. And it was like a flop, like B movie from my child. I just think it's hilarious. I think it's so funny that like someone owned the rights to these and was like, we can get money out of these.
And 40, like, honestly, 50 how somethings. 4K are they, you know?
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, they weren't, they certainly weren't filmed in high definition.
Yeah. I'm anyways, like, what did they just, do? Go in and like sharpen the image? Maybe. But I heard that Best Buy is not selling DVDs anymore.
Well, there's something to the extent of like they are going out of the like physical business model. And I don't know exactly what that means, if it's just going to be online. Like, most of the locations, like I had left work one night and I'd gotten out of work early and I was like, well, I'll go to the Best Buy that's like three blocks away. The one that was kind of near where you used to work.
Oh, yeah.
There's one like on Broadway, like near Houston, and it's gone. So I had to walk to the one in Union Square, which is still there. Like the Lincoln Center one that I used to go to all the time, that one's gone. But all those big stores, like the Bed Bath & Beyond, that was like all the Bed Bath & Beyonds are kind of gone now, which is wild.
They're
to
gone
me.
Here. I think they went out of business, Bed Bath & Beyond. I used to get a baked potato because they had a cafe in the, I probably talked about that before, but I would work out really, really hard and then I'd go across the street in like, I don't even know where it was, in the 14th area. And I would just eat a baked potato. So I would eat all of my carbs right out.
I love it. You know, we both love a baked potato.
Well, my week was crazy.
Yeah. Tell me what you can tell me. What do you have to say?
I'm going to tell everything because you know what? I'm okay. So I mean, I think I'm okay. Who knows? But like I had a really scary health scare, as you know. A week before Thanksgiving, I was taking a shower and I felt like a lump in my boob, in my breast. Mm-hmm. Someone thought because I was telling a close friend and they're like, a lump in your poop? I'm like, no. I said boob and I should have said breast because I'm an adult lady. Right. But yeah. And it was big. It was like the size of a golf ball, basically. And I was definitely scared. You know, I have a friend who's just kind of gone through it, is going through it still. And you know, I love her so much and it's so scary. And so I know kind of all the things she's had to go through to get rid of her breast cancer. And so I went to the urgent care the next day because I was like, I want to get this checked out as soon as possible. And one of the urgent cares, I thought, had like a ultrasound thing. So I was like, maybe I could just, you know, find out. I don't know. Well, no. But the lady, the nurse practitioner who felt my lady lump was like, you could tell she was like visibly disturbed by it. I was like, wonderful, wonderful. So then I went in on that Monday to the local breast imaging place or whatever that I actually got my mammogram done like 3 or 4 months ago. So that's a good sign, right? And nothing was detected then. And then I basically went up and I was like, I need to be seen right now. And they were like, yeah, no, we don't do that, but we can get you in like 2 days, which was pretty good. It was the day before Thanksgiving. They got me in and I was like, you know, expecting to not know because I have what people call a dense breast tissue, which a lot of women do. Doesn't matter if you have small or big boobs, it's just the density. And it's if it's more dense, it's hard to like see things or whatever. And then I went and I was just like, honestly, it was like 7 days I had to wait from when I felt the lump. And I basically was like, I have a hard time not going to the worst spots. And like the whole time I was like thinking, oh my God, you know, I really took advantage of my health. Like I was not grateful for what I have, you know, for being healthy. And anywho, they ended up doing the ultrasound and I was worried about that because sometimes that won't work for the dense tissue. But yeah, the radiologist came in and talked to me and was like, it's a cyst. It's not nothing that we're worried about. And I was just like, I can't even tell you the sense of relief, but it had gone down. It's not the size of when I had gotten the x-ray or the ultrasound, it wasn't the size of a golf ball. It was more like, I don't know, it became like kind of like a weird different shape, sort of like an oval. Anywho, I just think this is important for people who have breasts, absolutely. Whether or not you're a girl or a guy, if you feel anything, go get the fuck to the doctor. And the reason I went so swiftly is partly because of my good friend who is dealing with it right now. And also because of my sweet late cousin who passed with, he had testicular cancer, but he never went to the doctor. And then by the time he went to the doctor, it was everywhere. So anywho, the radiologist said, you know, as women, throughout your the month, you know, of your cycle, you can, the hormones can give you cysts and different things. And she's like, we get them all the time in our lives and we just may not even know, you know. So I was feeling good about that. And she's like, and you're, you know, she was this very straight laced, like Indian woman, American, but like, just, you know, she was very straight laced and she's probably younger than, you know, probably in her early 30s. And she's like, and you know, you're fair, you're young still. And I was like, thank you. And she was like, apparently I threw her completely. She got all flustered. I don't know. She was like, I'm sorry. What was I saying? I'm like, I'm sorry. I just, you know, I feel old. So thank you. And she's like, she's saying that because most women who come in are probably like 70 to 90.
Sure.
And anyway, so I feel I feel relieved, like beyond, I can't even express how relieved I feel. And also I feel like I have a new lease on life. Honestly, that day, I swear to God, the colors were brighter. And I was just like, oh my God, I really, since that happened, I kind of am like, oh, I gotta, don't, you know, like I feel like sometimes I get lazy about things or don't believe in myself or don't know where I'm going in life. Like, where's my next step? Who cares? I'm okay. Like, just make a decision, go with it, enjoy your fucking day. You know, that's how I feel a little bit about it. And the other thing is that whole week, which was like leading up to Thanksgiving, you know, and I'm so glad I found that, got the news before Thanksgiving because I was able to just enjoy it, the holiday, right, a little bit more. But the whole week, my son is in such a dick place. He was just being such an asshole, and I was trying to hug him, and you know, listen, he's a 6-year-old kid, he's very busy, but I was, you know, maybe I was being a little nuts, and he just was rejecting me, and I wanted to be like, I am dying and you're rejecting your mother, this is like my last year, you don't even know I'm on this earth, but you're being such an asshole. Of course I never would do that. But one funny thing that happened is it was like on Tuesday, the day before I went to the doctor, and I took them out for ramen because they love ramen, you know?
Sure.
And we went to like a real spot, like a real ramen spot, and it was so good. And the kids were both like, loved it and ate everything, which is not normal. And I turned, as we were walking to the car, I was like, guys, when you're with your dad, just make sure he knows that this is the ramen place you like. Because if I'm not with you, you know, and I was trying to basically be like, you know, if I'm, and my brain went there. Like if I'm gone, he needs to know this is the ramen if I forgot to tell. And they're like, where are you going? I'm like, I mean, I'm not going. I mean, I, never mind. But that's the place we like, Masa Ramen. Anyway, it was a very stressful week, yeah. But, you know, Thanksgiving was great and we had family, and now I'm like on to the next stuff. All the things, all the daily things that now I could just be like, oh, I'm so grateful to do this bullshit thing that I didn't want to do. I'm happy to do it because I'm healthy.
That's great. Yeah, I will say the number of times that I burst into tears on Thanksgiving.
I know.
Just so grateful that, you know, so grateful that you're okay.
I know.
It definitely was like, I will focus on the happiness of you being okay.
I know. I'm like still a little bit like in shock, and I'm so, so grateful. And I know I was like, I don't know. Like I was like, I wanted to tell you because obviously I tell you everything, but I was like, just I wished, you know, I didn't want to put any stress on you, but yeah, it was, I'm glad I'm okay. And I'm glad I'm here to tell everybody out there to check your breasts. Even if you just had a mammogram, go ahead and just keep on feeling those titties.
Fill yourself up.
And your testes. Titties and your testes. Yay.
Well, you know, that could lead us pretty well into like what we're digging this week. Anything in particular you want to share with the class?
Yes, I do. Guys, I love Christmas. I, you know, and I'm not even like a super religious person, but I love it. I love this holiday. And maybe it is because of what just happened to me that I feel like, you know, I'm loving some of the new Christmas specials and Christmas movies. I just watched the Hannah Waddingham.
I'm really curious. Oh, is it fun?
It's so good, Mike. It's so good. She's so amazing. That woman is just a joy to watch. It also has like some of the guys from Ted Lasso on there, and some of the, she was also in Game of Thrones, right?
She was, yeah.
Yeah, so some of the people from Game of Thrones.
She was the shame lady. Not everyone knows that.
That's
she was
right. So some of her past castmates were like, are in the show. Babyface. I mean, like so many. And her voice is amazing, and she's so beautiful. She's so sexy. The dress is, guys, watch it. Run, don't walk if you want to find joy. Because I've just been like, I need joy. I love joy.
Yeah, I love that.
And then Last night we watched as a family, and it's coming out tomorrow, but Netflix has a new Christmas movie called Family Switch. And
okay,
it has,
yeah, I saw a little bit about that.
What's her name? I wrote it down. I always forget her name. I don't know why, but I do. Jennifer Garner.
That's right, yeah, Jennifer Garner.
Ed Helms. And then, you know, there it is. I laugh. I was not expecting it to be good, to be honest with you. I don't want to be a jerk there, but like, I'm like, oh, just another Christmas movie. I laugh so hard. There's some real fucked up moments. It's funny. Okay. It's funny.
All right. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah. And then is there anything else? I think that's all that I have for like truly being digging and also just grateful to be alive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, another, so the same day as the coffee spill and the walk across the bridge, after we had eaten at Red Robin, this is going to lead into it, I promise. After we had eaten, we decided to like walk over to Barnes. There's a Barnes & Noble nearby and Eric was maybe going to buy a book and I was sort of looking around, and I think that I had texted you this, that I'd been watching, also on Apple TV Plus, this series, Lessons in Chemistry, with Brie Larson.
Yes.
And I'm a big fan of hers. Like, I really enjoy her work.
I read the book, and I loved it so much.
You did? Okay, well, here's the... Can I tell you this? Because this is me being so silly. I don't know why I thought it was a true story. I don't know if it was something in the marketing. Like, I hadn't read the book, so I didn't really know. Like, I knew it came from a book. So at the Barnes & Noble, I look over and there's this book, you know, Lessons in Chemistry. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if maybe I'll read this. And I think I remember that you had said you had read it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it and I'm like, why is it on the New and Notable Fiction table? And it just like blew my mind that I'm like, oh, this is fiction. And of course it's fiction. Like, why would I not have heard of this woman who had a cooking show on TV? Anyways, that was a little eye-opening, but I will say that I finished the series and it's very, very good. I would be curious for you to watch it because I don't know, they haven't really stated if it was a limited series or if it's gonna, like they definitely set some things up for it to come back for a second season. So I don't know if it covers the whole book. I would be curious to know from your perspective how it goes, but I do suggest it. I thought it was really, really well made. And for someone who's a Brie Larson fan from her old TV days, there's a fun appearance in the final episode that I was like, oh, that's fun. Anyways, so I do suggest checking it out. This is also, we've talked about this. I don't know if you've started this new season, but every time a new season comes out, I have to bring it up. Big Mouth.
Oh.
Like, yeah, joke.
Not yet.
to joke. Like, it is the funniest show on television right now.
Wow.
Like, it is, for laughs, the funniest thing happening. I will restate, it is also the filthiest program I've ever watched in my entire life. Like, it is so dirty, I can't believe. There are certain moments that I'm like, I don't think you're allowed to do this. Like, I don't think I'm allowed to, like, watch or hear. Like, it's so dirty. But it's so funny. Vanya, the first episode of the new season, it starts with a recap, and that's all that I'll say, because it is so brilliantly done that I was like, this is a work, and then it ends with a musical number.
I love a musical
number. It's so good. It's so good, and it's like 22 to 24 minutes per episode, so easy to watch. Definitely recommend it. So there you go. That's Big Mouth. Oh, God. It's so good. It's so funny.
Mike, that reminds me. I think I'm soon going to have to figure out a way to, like, put a code or a password on my account for Netflix, because Amelia, my daughter, will see that and she's like, oh, that one looks so funny, let's watch it. I'm like, no. It's like the filthiest thing on TV.
Emphasize how vulgar it is. Like,
so
truly to the extent that I have moments where I'm like, I think that's illegal. Like, I don't think you're allowed to, like, say, like, it's so, but it's so funny. It just makes me laugh unlike anything else right now. Like, it's so funny. So, yeah, there you go. How about
I
do without? Anything you could do without in particular this week? Other than, you know, health scares?
You know, yeah, no, I think it's, I love all the holiday, but the thing that I could do without is, you know, just the hustle and bustle of all the crazy shit. Like, it's, there's so many things. Like, Amelia has a piano recital. She's got dance recital. She's got, and my son, and these, you know, there's so many events and parties and things like that. All the gifts you have to buy, you know, for every little thing. It's just overwhelming. And I'm like, why don't I save more money for this month? You know, because I want all the things and all the people, and I want to make sure everybody feels special. But it's like, oh, goodness. It's just a lot. So I'm trying to be the, what do they call it? Like, the stone in the stream, where you're just letting the, you're not getting swept away.
Sure.
You're just letting it all flow through you or whatever the craziness. That's all. That's what I could do without. But that's me getting older and trying to learn how to deal with it, you know? And at least I'm aware.
Yeah. I for sure, when I walked around to Target the other day and there were so many parents with kids and I was like, oh gosh, that is, I can't even imagine like how stressful that has to be. Like you should hear them be like, I need a blah, 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 blah. And I was like, it's so much. So my hat's off to you on that one.
Yeah.
Mine is just the continued, I just want to live in my apartment. Like I just, so last Tuesday, the day we recorded, and I almost brought this up that day, but I went into my kitchen and I'm like, something looks different. And like the two outlets that are on the wall that is the same wall as my bedroom are just not working. Like there's just no power going to them. And the major thing that that affects is my oven. Like that's what my oven plugs into. And, you know, it was 2 days before Thanksgiving and it was fine. I have a ton of extension cords and like nice ones. So like I wasn't super worried about it. But like I just, it's just aggravating because I haven't even told the office yet. I need to call and send an email and all of that. But I just am like, what are they going to do when I tell them? Are they going to come and like tear down the wall in my bedroom to figure out what's going on? Like, it's so, it's just frustrating.
Yeah.
I just want to like live. I just want to like live here and not have there always being something going wrong. And it's so that's what I could do.
And I wish I could be like, yeah, it's fine everywhere. I mean, it's probably better in some places, but you know, you still have to.
There's just always something.
Deal. Yeah, that's no fun at all.
So a little topic that I thought we would do, because it was Thanksgiving. And how was your Thanksgiving? Was it just you and the immediate fam?
It was great. No, my mother-in-law and my sister's also in-law came around, one from New York, couple from upstate or up Washington State. It was so fun. We made delicious food. Oh my God. And this year, my husband, he always, you know, he does turkey. He does a bunch of food. He's a great cook. But I let him. I'm like, you go, boy, you go. Because I work on other things, you know.
Sure.
But he did a turkey confit.
Oh, okay.
Which basically is he just did legs and thighs. And, I don't even know how to explain it, but you boil it in oil or something. I really am not quite sure, but it was so good, so tasty. Every single piece of meat was just delightful and very falling off the bone, just like incredible. And then I made this date chutney, this cilantro date chutney that's like spicy. It has jalapeno, it has ginger, it has dates, it has cilantro and lime. It was my favorite to just put on everything. So besides just eating well and being with people we love, and just feeling gosh darn grateful. It was a great Thanksgiving. How about you? You were cooking, right?
Yeah, it was fun. It was really small. It was literally just Annabelle and I.
Oh, fun.
But we had a nice dinner. Like, I had made a full turkey, and I did. I ate all of it. I was on a 3-times-a-day turkey diet, which is just a slow drip of tryptophan for the entire weekend. So I was a little bit tired the entire weekend. But I got through all of it. Annabelle made this amazing, like, not really stuffing, but, you know, stuffing.
Yeah.
And it was simple. Like, she made mashed potatoes. I managed to make my first thing. I'd never made gravy before, and I did make, I learned some things.
Yeah.
I learned that it does get a lot thicker than you think it's going to, so I didn't need to add as much cornstarch as I originally did.
Oh yeah, been there.
But it was very flavorful, and yeah, she had ordered this really good like pumpkin ginger pie from a gluten-free bakery that I love, and I bought like salted caramel ice cream. Like, it was a really nice feast. We ate a lot. She, you know, she's assistant company manager for the Broadway musical of Back to the Future, and they performed that day in the Macy's Thanksgiving parade. So she'd been up since like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my
gosh.
So we kind
of like pushed through on fumes, and we watched all of the 10 seasons of Friends. There are 8 Thanksgiving episodes. So we watched all 8 of those. Yeah, it was really, really fun. But it also got me to thinking about like Thanksgiving memories.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about my first Thanksgiving not in my home. And it was when I was living in Atlanta. And we ended up, I had relatives that lived in Snellville at the time, my Aunt Linda and my cousins Michael and Vern, which are, it's my name. And I, you know, I was living with my cousin Amanda at the time. And we all, and I made a turkey that year too, because my Aunt Linda was making a deep fried turkey. And I was like, well, that sounds fun. But I'm going to like, I'd never baked a turkey. And it's also how I know that a turkey will turn out fine, kind of no matter what you do. Because I was not sober when I threw it in the oven the night before. And just it cooked all night. I hadn't taken like the giblets out. Like the bag was still in there. And still worked out just fine. And it's also funny. I'd have to look and see what year of Friends that would have been. But it was like, back when ER was the biggest thing on television, and it was the episode where Carol Hathaway gave birth to her twins, and it was like event TV, and we all like sat around and watched ER, and it was just sort of random. I was just thinking about that particular Thanksgiving. I don't know if you have like a Thanksgiving that sticks out in your mind from the past.
You know, there was a thing when I first got married after, you know, being in the States, I was in Canada for the first year. And so obviously Canadians do not celebrate that. Right. They have their sort of Thanksgiving-y thing on October 1st or something like that. I can't remember. Sorry for my lack of knowledge there, my Canadian fellow friends. But yeah, we made a huge, our first two, and we definitely messed, like I burnt the gravy and I told the people that it was, what did I say? It was smoked gravy. And they were like, oh, this is really good. It's really good. That's just, you know, it was like our first time sort of playing house, you know, because we had been in college before. So we'd not lived together, just us. So it was really very special. And I found out, which I always kind of knew, but that my husband's a good cook. And I was like, thank you, Jesus.
That's fun. Yeah, those early Thanksgivings are interesting to look back on and think about. So my random thing is kind of sad, but... Yeah, so I feel like I may have even mentioned on here that there is a little, not a little, it's a cat that lived just up the street from me, and it was primarily an outdoor cat, and I think that I thought that its name was Tiger, and then I realized through this last week that its name was Rose. Tiger was the yellow cat, and Rose was the white cat with little, like, spots on its head, and, you know, Rose isn't with us anymore. I walked by, and there were, like, some candles up and a little sign where people had, like, written little messages to Rose, and... You know, she was really, really sweet. Like, she had this, like, really kind of, like, grumpy demeanor.
Oh, I love
it. But if
that.
You went by, she would come walking up and just want to be pet. And then whenever I'd walk away, I have a picture somewhere of, maybe I'll find this one and we can post it somewhere. But Rose just staring at me as I walk away. And she was really, really cute. And anyway, so I'm sad that Rose isn't here anymore.
Sorry.
But it seemed like she had, like, an adventurous life, you know?
Well, I know, Mike, you are a lover of cats, but you are also an allergic person. And so is our family. And, you know, if you follow us, you know my dog drama from last year. And so I've been, the kids really want, I don't know what I'm doing, okay? But I was looking at hypoallergenic cats, and there's like five different breeds that are.
Yeah, they do exist.
Just saying, Mike, maybe we get a brother and a sister and... And, you know, just then we have some, they're so cute and so sweet. And there's certain breeds that are so playful and love, like.
Yeah.
And, but there are some just like the dog we had that require a lot of playtime. And I'm like, I need one to just be like, what's up, baby? And like, come crawl next to me.
I feel like in a perfect world, I would consistently adopt like elderly cats.
That's
like
a good
I would
idea.
Consistently like adopt those older cats that people don't want and like let them have a nice however many years in like a warm environment. That's like my perfect world idea.
Mike's new business, it's cat hospice.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, my random thing is not sad. It is actually happy.
Good.
I never do Black Friday deals, but I might have been, you know, celebrating a bit much. So I was drunk, let's be honest. I was drunk. And so I bought, and we already opened it because I couldn't wait for my husband and really honestly for me, external ice maker. I'm so excited. But it's like a nice one, and it's got the nugget ice, Mike, you know?
Okay.
You know, like the corner store, you know, gas station ice or like,
gotcha.
I'm trying to think where else. I'm so like, I let him open it last night because I couldn't wait. I'm like, just do it. Just open it. I know we're early. It's early, but we're going to need it. And because none of our ice machines ever work. We have two refrigerators. We live in the suburbs, but none of the ice makers work on either one. So now we have ice for days, baby.
Nice. Where does it live?
Well, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked. I did not... in my haze, I did not measure anything. So I'm praying that it's going to fit where my Instapot and my mixer is.
Okay, sure.
Hope. If not, we might have to take it back, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because it's a big one. It's like a professional, or not, whatever. It was a lot of money, but it was like $150 off. And it's back up. So I may have spent too much money. But guess what? Sometimes you make mistakes. And they're happy mistakes. Just a happy little mistake.
Once again, wish I had bought the computer when it was... $250 less. So sometimes just grab those deals when they happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm so thankful that we got to have our conversation
too.
This week. Once again, we'll probably churn out a couple more before the New Year's, and we'll take a little break. But I don't ever want to take a break because I love talking to you.
I love talking to you too. It's good to catch up every week.
Good to catch up. And we'll be back next week with whatever new shenanigans we have to talk about.
Yay. Bye, everybody.
Right. Love you. Bye, everyone.
Love you.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week.